Here's Check On Stories. We're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Some sun today, about 80 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers, a thunderstorm, then partly sunny in the mid-70s. Thursday, cloudy, still a chance of showers and thunderstorms, about 75. Friday will be partly sunny with temperature in the lower 80s. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes. Taking a look at some stories we're following for you today. In Connecticut, consumers are angry. Connecticut's aware of steadily rising gas prices. Rising gasoline, food, and home energy costs already were driving anxiety levels in Connecticut before the average price of gas reached another new high on Monday of $4.89 a gallon. The record-setting price comes as the 2022 campaign and summer travel seasons kick off, and the high costs of getting around, getting away, and just getting by are very much on the minds of state voters. If not for the state gas tax holiday through December 1st, the average price would be 25 cents higher. That would be $5.14 a gallon for regular, $5.42 a gallon for mid-grade, and $5.79 for premium, according to AAA Northeast. The state has not suspended collection of the current 40.1 cent per gallon tax on diesel fuel, or an 8.1% wholesale tax on fuel sales, known as oil companies tax or petroleum gross receipts earning tax. A recent Quinnipiac University poll found 28% of state voters said rising gas prices worry them when thinking about their personal finances. 27% worry most about rising food prices, and 24% worry most about rising home energy costs. Well, as a story showed in the Republican American, and we talked about with Ruth Epstein yesterday, the Ellsworth Hill Orchard and Berry Farm has been sold. That home of the novel pink pumpkin and popular opportunity to pick your own berries and apples has been sold. Set on 90 acres of prime farmland along Route 4 and comprising several parcels of property, was offered for sale at $1.8 million. It sold in September of 2021 for $2.7 million to Christy Foss and Graham Stanton, principals at Pendleton, an interactive fitness platform. Both are in their 30s and live along New York's Greenwich Street. They did not return phone calls to the Republican on Monday. The farm is not open for strawberry picking, a popular activity that was held at the farm every June. A posting on social media for the farm said the farm has been sold as of 2022. We are thankful that our many years of providing the community with fresh fruit. In November of 2020, the partners also bought property on Dunbar Road for about $918,000. Well, the Salisbury Dog Show drew crowds and smiles at Lime Rock Park. Thousands of revving engines weren't heard, but dog barking and laughter were. For the first time, the Country Mutt Show, sponsored by the Little Guild of Cornwall, had the park as its venue. Dogs of all breeds, shapes, sizes, and ages and temperaments went through a series of antics as they competed in several categories to take home a blue ribbon. But as always emphasized at the event, all the pups are winners. Official judges, by the way, were Representative Maria Horn of Salisbury and Bill Berlone, who trains rescue dogs to work in the theatrical field. In New York, the puppy mill pipeline bill banning dog, cat sales in pet stores has been passed by the New York State Legislature. It was approved by the Senate earlier this year and now awaits being signed by the governor. The law would make it illegal for pet retailers to sell dogs, cats, and rabbits. Those commercially bred pet store animals are shipped to New York from out-of-state mills, which subject animals to abuse, including overcrowding, overbreeding, lack of veterinary care, and socialization. According to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, New York is one of the puppy mill industry's largest markets. If the puppy mill pipeline bill is signed into law, New York will join five other states with laws prohibiting the sale of puppies and cats in pet stores. Some meetings coming up in our area today. The Region 1 Board of Education has a meeting this morning at 9 a.m. in Falls Village. There's a special meeting of the Board of Selectmen at 9 a.m. today, and the Board of Education has their regular meeting. That is coming up tonight at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, going on in Cornwall today at 7 p.m., Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission meeting via Zoom at 7:30. It's the Board of Selectmen meeting. That is also via Zoom. In Kent, the Architectural Review Board regular meeting is coming up tonight at 5:30. In Sheffield, the Planning Board has their virtual meeting. That is set for tonight at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find dinner specials every night at a tapas menu, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 32,915.78, the NASDAQ at 12,061.37, and the S&P 500 at 4,121.43. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.